Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Precious Pioneer audio experience. Today, I am in my car driving to work for my pastry shift. I'm realizing day by day that beauty is pain more than ever. Working until my fingernails fall off because pastry is about temperature control and meticulous detail, but it's beautiful at the end and I really love it, so that's really exciting. I know a lot of you have asked me, what is it like to be a pastry chef? Overall, there's beauty in meticulousness. My favorite part about working in pastry or working in the kitchen is I do appreciate the silence to some degree. It's like that moment where you're lost in deep work, where you're just like flow. I love the flow of working through recipes. Like you read it a couple times, you set up your station, and then at some point as the hours pass and the sun rises and falls through the windows, your mind kind of shuts off for a minute and you're just rolling dough and measuring and putting things together, and then you leave the day with the most beautiful pieces, delicious pieces. It's art. Every day you work really hard to create art and beauty, and the best part is that it's perishable, and so you have to give it away and share it with somebody. And honestly, I think over the past couple of years, I lost that. I lost the love and passion of like, why did I choose this industry in the first place? Because everybody has always told me, like, if you choose to be a chef, you have to do it out of love, certainly not for the money. And I'm like, why can't I do it for both? And I saw that to really elevate my craft and to be able to be financially supported through this industry, that you have to be the best. And so you have to study, and there's a high regard for perfectionism and attention to detail and understanding the science behind every single food product that you're using, and be able to taste things and have the highest elevated palate and all of these things. And I realized working in the industry, producing so much food and product for so many people, that it feels not like a cafeteria, but like you're just working so hard and really fast and just trying to get the best quality product that you can out there in a short amount of time. And it's labor intensive and a little bit stressful. And so I took a step back and I thought, like, why am I doing this? Because I got lost in the hustle and the cycle of working diligently, being the best chef that I could possibly ever be. And I lost the why. Because at some point I was like, geez, I'm working 40 plus hours, 50 plus hours, trying to just perfect my craft. And I realized mastery is a lifetime, meticulous, day in and day out journey. And it's not something that you have to accomplish all in one day. And even the measures that you put on yourself, like, okay, this has to be done in 1 year, and I have to be at this level by 5 years, and I have to have a Michelin in 10 years. Like, we put these measurements on ourselves that aren't necessary to some degree, because they tend to reflect our self-worth, and that's just not true. And as I go into work, I'm realizing that, like, being in the moment and appreciating that I get to work my dream job, honestly, is absolutely a blessing. And I'm just so happy and so fulfilled that I get to go in today and create the best food and then share it with somebody. And it's just like this joyous thing that I get to share with the world. And so today, if you need a little bit of encouragement and whatever it is that you're doing, go into work, go into your life, like, intentionally and just grateful, because every day that we get to wake up and pursue our passion and to try our best and to take a step forward is a blessing within itself. It is the most beautiful thing about life, really, to take an intentional act towards yourself and work on your self-development, but not in the cliche form, but in pursuit of our purpose or what we're supposed to be doing here. And so I'm thankful for all of that, and I'm thankful for all of you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and as always, live life with love and love food with life. Bye, guys.